This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you travel through an airport this holiday season, there's a good chance you didn't see a Cinnabon. It seems weird, right? I associate the chain, which makes those gooey cinnamon rolls, with layovers. But it turns out the company has only 16 airport locations now. That's down from about 160 a decade ago. Cinnabon is much more focused on changing up its stores to look like French bakeries, making a play on social media to attract millennials, and expanding into China. Joe Guth is president of Cinnabon, and he's in charge of this whole reinvention. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You know, brand is one of those really overused corporate buzzwords, but without it and a strong sense of it, a lot of companies fail. What is your brand?
Cinnabon is about over-the-top awesome indulgence in the most simple way, in terms of having the world's best cinnamon roll. That is the premise of how this concept was started. It is what we stay to today. And so by continuing to expand that, that's what has allowed us to become a $1 billion brand and candidly be a brand that's synonymous with the category of cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, I mean, there's a flip side to this idea of indulgence, though, which I'm sure you know. There's a whole Louis C.K. routine about self-loathing and having a Cinnabon. How do you sort of say, like, yeah, we're indulgent, but wait, also, we've redesigned our stores to look more like a French patisserie?
Well, and a testament to the brand is we embrace who we are. We don't shy away from it. We are indulgent, so we're not trying to shy away from that. So, you know, Louis C.K.'s routine is a little over the top, but we love it. And that's what
really
allows us to travel. Yeah, absolutely. The notion of having an undying love for the brand, we absolutely embrace that. And that's what allows us to travel into different formats because we roll with it.
Why are you doing such a big push into China? One of your partner brands, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, had a really kind of bumpy ride in the beginning in China.
If you're in the world of consumer goods or food and beverage, you can't not be in China if you're a global brand. I worked previously with Coca-Cola and Yum Brands, and specifically on KFC. And both those brands, their portfolios, how they present themselves, are dramatically different from where they are in the United States. So it's obviously important to us as it is to the global economy. And cracking the code there is going to be incredibly important as we continue to grow as a global organization.
So how do you position yourself in China then?
There's definitely a strong demand for Western brands, but the palate of the Chinese consumer is ever evolving. Coffee was not necessarily top of the list for beverage selections in China, and yet Starbucks is projecting that China will be larger than their U.S. business. So I think we've got to figure out what we look like there. The Chinese palate is generally, from a dessert or a sweet standpoint, not as sweet as our current profile. So those are the kinds of things that we'll have to consider as we move forward and try to penetrate the Chinese market.
Here in the U.S., there has been a lot of movement in the food service industry around minimum wages. Where do you stand on, say, the fight for 15?
Well, I think what matters is we are in a capitalistic economy. And so for any concept or business to work, it has to generate returns for people who are the investors in that business. And in our case, these are franchisees who are investing their personal capital. And so therefore, at this point, just taking us from where we are today in minimum wage to $15 an hour overnight would be catastrophic to our business. Over time, as we evolve, as the economy grows, I think that's where we have to keep that in mind. And as long as we stay in line with market prices and delivering superior returns, then obviously we always want our team members to be fairly paid. So I think it's a balance.
I look at a lot of the things you guys have done, and it feels to my eyes like you are targeting millennials. You know, the iPad point of sale systems and co-branding with Better Call Saul and all of these things. Is that who you're going after? Is that the demographic you want?
Absolutely. They are going to be representing the largest portion of the economy in terms of economic power over the next 3 to 5 years. There is this interesting duality in that they are also the people who come work for us by and large. So we do zero paid media. Everything we do is in PR, social, and digital. So everything with Better Call Saul to posts and engagement that we do on Facebook, as well as our launch on Snapchat, are absolutely targeted at millennials.
Joe Guth, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.